Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is, anybody else wake up this morning and go, oh my God, it's March?
I didn't realise.
Did you not realise?
No.
Until I got pinched and punched, I didn't realise.
I didn't realise until I was at a networking meeting, and I was like, happy March! And I was like, March?
How?
March?
I know. How? It's like, oh my, I'm like, oh my God. It is the 1st of March. Yes, as you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeous co-host, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest is the gorgeous Tabitha Beasley, the marketing assistant.
Ah, thank you. Might come every Friday for a bit
exactly.
of love. Good morning.
Good morning. And it is March, so it is now officially two things. One, International Women's Day month.
Yep.
Because us women do like to spread it out.
So, Women's Day month.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, my birthday month.
Oh, I thought you were going to say spring, actually.
No.
Far more important.
Important things. It's my birthday month, people. Countdown has begun. 23 days till my birthday. Thank you very much. We want to hear from you, the listeners. Did you know it was March when you woke up this morning? How's your week been? Give us a tweet. At Bunker Extra, that's Bunker then XTRA Extra with hashtag BextraBBunker. Let us know how your week's been. And if you want to give us a shout out on the show live, call us on 01233 220035. Give me a tweet or a shout first that you're phoning, because we never see the phone flashing. It's people that I've rung in. I was like, can't see it. It's over there. We want to hear from you if you've got an event coming up. We know there's so many amazing events going on throughout Kent, Surrey, Sussex and the UK, but we need you to tell us about them so we can shout them out for you. So if you've got an event coming up, give us an email at bunkextra@gmail.com and we will definitely let everybody know about them, because we do love an event or two or 10 million. Last week on the show, I was joined in the studio. It was our security expert show, and our security expert, Richard Bell, was on giving a great advice on doing your due diligence with the people that you work with and the people, your clients. And our guest was none other than TD Botty was in the house. So yes, Terry Botfield of Botfield Associates, business coach, was in the house, and we love Terry and his Twitter handle. If you want to hear that show or any of the previous shows, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab and all of the shows are there. Now, we've got lots to go over today. We've got some events to talk about. We've got catching up to do. We've got to hear from Tabitha. So really loads to talk about. But the first thing I want to bring to everybody's attention, I have to give a big round of applause to Gemma.
For me?
Shall I clap?
Yeah. What time did you get up this morning?
Oh my goodness. I woke up at 6 to be somewhere for 7. Right. That's amazing.
You know what? It is amazing.
I'm a whole new person.
You have a child. How is that? Like 6
exactly.
o'clock is normal.
No.
Right. Okay.
My child is one of those golden children that wakes up at 5:30 but doesn't bother you until it's time to get ready for school.
Oh, wow.
She stays in her room.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, I've got another golden child. She just doesn't wake up till 8 o'clock.
My eldest one doesn't wake up. She, like, dragging her out of, you know, her pit. But my youngest, you know what they say about second children?
Yeah.
That's why people don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we know about it.
And then when I walk past, because we're on the top floor, when I come down, she opens the door and goes, I've been expecting you. So I'm a whole new person. I've been running.
Wow.
I'm, like, running 2 or 3 times a week now.
I really
getting
just
up early.
Don't know if I can be friends with you anymore.
I know, I'm still drinking though.
Oh, that's right then. Good. Okay, that's fine. Good. Cake, chocolate, alcohol, yeah, bubbles. That's fine. Okay, you're still my best friend. That's fine. So, but why were you up so early this morning?
I went to Brian's Business Network. So I used to go along when it was ABC. And I thought, let's get back out there. We're really busy at the moment at Orchard. So we haven't done much networking. I'm trying to get myself back out again in the flesh. People realise I'm not just a hologram.
And I guess that is one of the benefits of doing those early morning networkings. You can then do a full day's work afterwards.
Right. I've got a client in Marylebone Street after this, so, you know, I won't get home till 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of fitting it all in.
And what do you do, if you don't mind me asking, because you know it's a big area that impacts my life and my business. What's your sort of childcare situation for doing the early morning breakfast?
Well, I do one a fortnight, So it's not, I couldn't do them regularly. Well, no. My body wouldn't allow me. And two, Kimura wouldn't allow me. Thankfully, Bjorn also works from home. So he just knows that every other Friday, he's got to take Kimura to school. But other than that, I couldn't commit to an every week thing or a few times a week thing. And it's got to be worth it. You know, there's like 50 businesses in the room. So it's very much worth it. And they're quality people and they're lovely. And there's no sell. So
I've heard positive things about Muesli Mafia. I just can't attend. It's 7:30 start. Yeah. Childmind doesn't start then. School wraparound care doesn't start then.
See, I think with networking, it's difficult to get it right because if you do it in the evening, people are tired. Again, there's childcare. If you do it in the middle of the day, it messes up your day because it's in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's about doing what suits you really is in the day. And I think as a startup in the early years of a business, it's vital to network and you can actually afford to get out there and do as much as you can, as many often as you can. And then as you develop, as your business grows and you're a little bit better known, you can then start being a little bit more
choosing
and selective and just go to those type of events that are beneficial to you. I went to the LinkedIn local last week. That's my one annual networking now because there's 300 people in the room. Done.
And that was a fantastic event, wasn't it? I missed it, sadly, but from what I saw on the social media coverage, it looked incredible.
It was lovely. I mean, you know what? And you know, one of the main things, obviously it was put together well, but one of the main things that makes an event like that so amazing is because there's so many people in the room. So even if things weren't right, people don't care because they get to catch up with people they haven't seen for a while. Yeah. They get to meet new people. And so it's one of those things, when you've got that many people in the room, it will always be a fantastic event because there's so many people that know each other and having a good time and that. So yeah, they're always, big events like that are always really good. Mm. It's just a shame you just don't have enough time
to network,
to talk to everybody or network. So that is more like a social catch up with everybody and then maybe meet a few people. Mm. Whereas when you go to the smaller events and the smaller groups, you actually then get to meet more people, new people, different people.
But then that's what makes it so enjoyable. Terrible because I like to speak to all the people I haven't seen for ages. I'd be like, hi, I haven't seen you for a year. But it's good. Be trying to meet new people.
But then you also do have to touch base with those people you haven't seen in a while and, you know, let them remember that you're who you are, you're there and, you know, I'm still around and this is what's happening with the business and all those type of things. It's really important to touch bases and that's one of the things. It's quite interesting. Obviously, as you know, next week I'm co-hosting the International Women's Day event at Port Lim. Had to do a little visit yesterday. Such a shame. I know. And one of the things I was discussing with Jane Michaud, who is the director of fundraising, was about networking. And she said, what I want to do is, in part of my introduction, before we stop for the networking activity, is, you know, just reiterate to the women in the room what networking's about and how to do it positively and all that type of thing. And I went, you're from London, aren't you? She went, yeah. You haven't networked much in Kent yet, have you? But it's true. It's good to reiterate it. I said, but it's one beautiful thing about networking in Kent, and if you're not from Kent, listeners, do come and network in Kent, is most people you network with get it. Unless they're really new, they get it. So it's about building those long-term relationships. It's about reconnecting with people that you already know to keep that established thing going. So basically they're your selling voice. You know, I mean, I was saying to Jane about Gemma is like she's got to win the prize and trophy for the best networker in the world. But you have, because I walked into LinkedIn local, got sorted. Gemma was talking to somebody that I didn't know. And the first thing I did, I walked up, said hello. And then she introduced me to this guy, did my 60 seconds for me so I didn't have to do it.
And then I did his.
And then he did. And she's don't need to speak, just walk around with Gemma. But Gemma is advocate and she understands it. It's about paying it forward. It's about sharing. If you know somebody who's good at doing something, or you think if she thinks people should connect, she will connect you. So she uses her networking to facilitate. I don't need to go networking because Gemma does it for me. I know somebody who's good at it.
It's not pushing the business card on people.
No.
I've never experienced that really here. There have been a couple of ones that you go to.
You're always going to get
it. Yeah, a little bit like that. But it's about collaboration.
Yeah.
And that's what I love so much about it. And for me, for my business, that's so important because I need to have those connections in order to recommend the other people to my clients. Mm. And, you know, it may be completely unrelated to my business, but if it's something of value and something useful to a client or even, you know, someone I just know generally, that's what's so important about it. And that's what's so nice about the networking arena that we have here. Mm. You are with like-minded professionals. You tend to be with like-minded self-employed or smaller business owners.
Yeah.
But there's the opportunity to meet all sorts,
yeah,
all different business owners, all experiences, all walks of life. And everyone is there for the same reason.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's so powerful about it. And, you know, with all of the, obviously we can cover it more when we talk about your business, obviously being marketing, but you must agree that there's still the most powerful form of marketing is word of mouth and recommendations.
Yes, definitely. Gemma and I were just talking off air, as you know, sort of I had my second child last year and I haven't really been out on the networking scene, but I keep a very, I keep an Excel spreadsheet. I keep many, but one of my Excel spreadsheets is my pipeline, my new business pipeline. Mm. And every single inquiry I get, I put down and I put where I get it from. And reviewing my new business pipeline for the last 18 months, I would say 85% have been recommendations, yeah, from either clients or from colleagues, you know, ex-colleagues or collaborators. They're, obviously, I'm not outwardly advertising myself via any paid channels, yeah, i.e. I don't do any pay-per-click on Google. But, you know, one inquiry from my Facebook page, one inquiry that's coming through SEO, and the rest has been recommendations and things like that. So it is so important.
I'd say mine's the same, about 80%.
Yeah.
Mine's 100% now. But seriously,
but you still get some from social media. So
I do, I mean, obviously I have a very prolific social media presence, so that sort of backs up the validity, blah, 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 of who I am and what I do, so people can check me out and go, oh, actually, yeah, she can do this and that. But obviously, again, we predominantly do a lot of our own events now. But the work that I have with clients is all through recommendation.
And I think the point you just made, that obviously, as you said, I'm coming at it from a marketing perspective, but people still don't appreciate the power of having a strong social media presence.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about being on every single platform. Gemma just asked if I had an Instagram business account, and I don't. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while, but I've got Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and I've got a personal Instagram account, which is closed, but it does say, you know, what I do and everything, but I'd like to post about my family on that.
Yeah.
But when someone goes to check you out, they've been recommended to you, I do it myself. Mm. I go on and I will Google the person. And because of the algorithms that come out of the social media, you then get a presence on Google through LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter profile. It will list you.
Yeah.
If you go on to, for me, if I'm looking at, you know, potentially another marketeer and they say social media expert, and I go on to their Twitter and they've not posted for 3 months and they've got 52 exactly. followers.
Yeah.
To me, that automatically, and I don't think it's unfair of me saying it, but that makes me think you are not necessarily such an expert in your field.
No, you have right. to, you have to, you know, proof is in the pudding. At the end
social
of the day,
proof.
You have to have social proof.
Yeah. And it's actually, for me, I tell my clients, it's more damaging to have an account, mm-hmm. a social media account that isn't used
yep.
or is very rarely used
yep.
than none, you know, than none at all.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, you know, utilize it correctly.
Yeah. And it is time consuming, but. Yeah.
Exactly. But you can, yeah, there's ways and means and, you know, there's, oh, we've got so much to talk about today. How are we going to cover it? Oh, I'm so excited.
Introduce Tabitha.
We've got so much to mention. Let's have a quick look at the tweets because there is a couple out there. We are going to carry on talking about this in the second half when we're talking with marketing with Tabitha. We have had a shout out from the Romney Resource Centre, which is Romney Resource on the Twitter. Does your job involve the handling of chemicals and substances? If so, RRC... is holding which is the Romney Resource Centre, is holding a fully funded COSH course on the 4th of March. Contact us to find out more. So if you're looking for fully funded staff training, fantastic. So the Romney Resource Centre is there to help businesses and people within the Romney Marsh area. If you follow at Romney Resource on the Twitter, if you don't have a Twitter, if you Google the Romney Resource and you'll find their website and contact them, because it's really worth checking that out. We did have a shout out up here. Don't you hate it when people tag
you in? We've
got
one from 6-2.
Have you got that? Because I can't see it.
Morning, guys. We've had a busy week with a bit of networking too. as Meghan and Helen attended the first LinkedIn Ladies event last night. Well, that was in Canterbury. It looked quite swanky.
That yes. looked amazing. And our lovely Linda Garcia was talking, wasn't she?
She was.
Yes.
We yes. love Linda Garcia. That's
lovely. Meghan is tuning into the show today. Wishing you a great show. Hi, Meghan. Thanks for tuning Meghan. In.
See, that's another thing. I really would have loved to have gone to that last night, but it's just can't do everything, can you?
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a 6 o'clock start. Yeah, that's really tricky again, to get for to. Me, yeah. A no-no.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would definitely love to go in the future if there are other ones.
Yeah.
A little bit. To be honest, I actually only saw it yesterday on advertised on LinkedIn.
I did get a message inviting me to it, but as it was my daughter's birthday, I thought it might be frowned upon.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
You have limits. Yeah, and for me, it was timing. It's like... It's 6 o'clock's tea time. You know, if you can do it a little bit later, so you can feed the child, put them to bed, and then come out.
Or... I call it the witching hour. Obviously, I've got a 1-year-old, so it's kind of a little bit more witching. But bless her, it's if she's not fed and bathed and bed, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
We've had a shout out from I don't know some person that I've sort of heard of. Her name's Amy Nicholas. I don't know if anybody heard of her. Amy, we love you. Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues. She's actually listening today. And so those of you who don't know Amy, she is a venue finder. She can find you the perfect venue for your next event. And Amy is also my wonderful business partner in the Venues and Events Expo Southeast, which we run. First one was last May. This second one's coming up this May. And it's for the events industry, and anybody who wants to find the perfect venues or supplies for their events should come along. So Amy, there's your shout out. Is that big enough for you? At Clear Cut Venues on the Twitter. Give her a follow. It's all going mad out on the Twitter now.
It's because we're really popular.
I know, we've got some toilets from Tenterton Toilets.
I love that account.
Thank you, Laura. And and Athel Bray, good morning, Kate. I hope you're feeling better now. She was poorly last weekend, wasn't she? Yes, we've started with the advice already. Great advice about the social media usage and impact correct uses can have. Seriously, it's one of those subjects you could just continuously, there's so much to look at, so many areas to cover.
And it's obviously, there's not sort of, I don't want to say we are the experts ourselves, but what I mean is that there is no one running and telling us exactly what to do on Twitter. We, the users, are actually shaping how it is Absolutely. Developing.
Exactly. That's a really good way of putting it.
That across all of the social media is what it's about. Mm. And so it is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
You can't do a course 5 years ago and think, oh, I know everything there is to know, or even a year ago, to be honest, or even 6 months ago.
Exactly.
In fact, am I allowed to talk about an event? Am I allowed to mention an event?
Yes.
Now? Are you sure?
Yes, yeah, go for it.
Because there is the Kickstart Digital.
I was just jumping in. See, we're in tune here.
But that is, I went to one of their events. They're up in London in the RBS building, and I went to one probably about 3 years ago now, and the next one is Monday the 11th.
It is, well done.
So I'm going to that again. Really affordable. I think it's £30 for the day.
Yeah, something like that.
Great speakers. I've got clients going. I've got collaborators going, because I keep telling everyone about it, because every single person, no matter what your business is, this is not an event for marketeers.
No. Mm.
This is an event for every single person who either has an interest in social media or markets their business or their boss's business, as in the company they work for's business through social media, or even uses it personally and wants to understand it a little more and grow their presence.
Yeah, that's good. So that is on 11th of March. So that's next Monday. Not next Monday, Monday after. Sorry, 2 weeks. And they have done it in the keeping with International Women's Day. So it's a day of digital learning. And it is this one is called Digital Women Live. It's at 250 Bishopgate, which is the RBS building.
It's really nice as
RBS
well.
RBS building. It's 9:30 to 4:30. Unfortunately, I think it's sold out.
Oh gosh, sorry.
Yeah, no. I just remember seeing Lucy posting the other day that they sold out. So I know they've got a lot of people booked on. But it's follow it on social and see, because there'll be lots obviously social coming out of it. It's one of those great events.
Get to the next one then. Exactly. In time, I'd say.
Exactly. So then let's keep with the theme. There's a couple of dates for your diary with social. So we've got the social day. So the lovely Lucy Hall, who runs Kickstart or the Digital Women, does her social day event, which this one is for the marketers and the people more advanced with social media. And that's the 1st to the 3rd of May. If you go to socialday.co.uk, there's more tickets there. And of course, it is now time to officially launch the ZC Live. The next one is fast approaching on Friday, the 31st of May. Zoe Cairns and her fantastic team at ZC Social Media have got another great lineup for everybody. They've got speakers, they've got business owners, they've got Gemma, you're talking, aren't you?
I am.
Again.
That surprise.
I know. Gemma's there again.
Yeah, I'm on speakers.
It's going to be a fantastic event. We will talk about it a little bit more next week because we're running out of time today. But if you want to book on, booking is already open. So zcsocialmedia.co.uk, click on the ZC Live link and find out more about that. You know, always, I remember when I first started, I used to go to any event I could that I knew Zoe was speaking at. So mm-hmm. I went to some free events. But because, you know, I was learning every time, you know, the thing that shaped my initial social media stuff that I did was what Zoe taught me.
Yeah, same here. They did a fantastic free event. Like, I can't stress how helpful and useful free events are. And you should almost never be, you know, ashamed or never think, oh, well, I've already been to a few. They did a fantastic free event at Western Hanger Castle in the Marquee there.
Yes, yeah, that was...
years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago, maybe. Three years ago.
Must be three, because I remember going to it. So three, yeah.
And I learned so much there. Mm. And, you know, it's just such beneficial information to have in your sort of toolkit, no matter what you are selling yourself as a business. But yeah, you, knowing about how the algorithms work, you don't have to get technical about it. And I would always advise, you know, going to a social media expert in particular with regards to, you know, key issues. But just that knowledge, that's the way we're going. I went to an open day at my daughter's school the other day and they were doing AI. They were teaching
really?
Them. Yeah. Wow. And it's a village primary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, it is. It's the way of the world. Mm. And that's why, again, this is a little bit further down the line, but a date for everybody's diaries is the Tech Expo UK, 26th of September at the Kent Event Centre. So Butterfly's events have teamed up with Maximum Media, the young Ben Abbott. And we're bringing you the first tech exhibition of its kind in the Southeast. And we'll be looking at all different types of tech that help you build and grow your business. So there's going to be so much to learn there. It's great. And that's the thing when you're running a business, you never stop learning. There's always so much to learn. So don't ever think you know everything, because you never do.
I remember a client asking me, now I was self-employed, how did I learn? How did I keep up to date? And I thought that's actually a really important question. Because it's true. You know, you take someone who is no longer working for an employee and is part of a team and going to, you know, work events and conferences and sort of reading white papers that they're given. And the answer is, well, you have to do it yourself. But these events are absolutely crucial.
Well, there's so much information out there, isn't there? I mean, there's podcasts, there's Audible, there's YouTube, there's webinars, there's free events, there's paid events. I think, you know, there's no excuse not to keep yourself updated.
No, and you have to do it. It's part of growth, isn't it?
Speaking of growth, we've got the West Kent Grow Kent Conference. That's a bit of a mouthful. West Kent Grow Kent Conference. I know about this because I'm actually exhibiting.
Ooh,
it
cool.
will be at Brands Hatch Place, I think.
No, it's not. It's not. Brands Hatch Mercure.
Brands Hatch Mercure.
Which is just around the corner from Brands Hatch Place.
It's £47 plus VAT, which includes breakfast, lunch and refreshments all day. Cool, that's good, isn't it? And we're going to hear from some digital experts. We've got Gareth Cairns, who is the other director in ZC Social Media. We've got Jade Pluck, LinkedIn to Success, and Mark Jennings from Storm Chasers Digital. So they're going to have a great lineup of speakers, panel discussions and lots of great advice.
And so when is that?
So that is the 20...
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
2nd of March, I've brought it up. 22nd of March, and it is 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. But I'm sure with most of these things, you can dip in and dip out. It's not that you have to be there for the whole duration. Mm.
But they've got some really good content, and they've also got Janice.
Yep.
Janice.
Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon. Sorry, Janice, can't remember her name.
Lovely Janice Gordon.
It's about growing your business, basically.
Yeah, so. And I think sometimes when you go to events in different areas, then you find different people as well, which is always good. A bit more Brands Hatch side.
Fantastic, exactly. Well, let's do one more event and then, Carl, look at the time, seriously. It's a trouble when you get three amazing women in the room together.
We could really solve everything. We might as well just go on to Brexit and then we can
solve the world.
Yeah, we're done.
In the next
hour and a half.
World domination. It is very female themed today. I do apologise, guys. You know, we do love you. We know that, you know, the world revolves around men and women, not just women, but mostly women. next Friday, so this is really exciting, the International Women's Day event, briefly spoke about before, at Port Lim. Butterflies Events have teamed up with the Aspen Foundation to bring you an International Women's Day with a difference. We have got a great day lined up. I was just there yesterday. I know I had to visit Port Lim. Hardship. It's the second time I mentioned that. I can't remember whether I said that on air or off air.
It wasn't the pretty. You said it on air. It wasn't the prettiest weather yesterday, was it? If you'd visited Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it would have been glorious. You could have seen the sea. I know. And everything.
I just looked at the lions and the
tigers. It's still amazing.
No, I loved it. But we've got together with them, and so we've got networking going on. We have got a panel discussion. So this is going to be really good, and it's really unique. It's an interactive panel discussion, and we're going to be discussing those barriers that women still face, unfortunately, in the world of work and the world of business. So come along. We have got Jane Michotte, who is the Director of Fundraising at Aspen Foundation. We have Melanie Blythe, who is the Head of UK Fleet Solutions at Shell. We have Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. You're just getting everywhere at the moment, aren't you? Founder of Orchard Deployment Law. We have Frankie Conti, who is a Primark. I can't speak anymore. Primate Keeper at Port Lim. We have Lucy Whitmore, who is a retail partnership director at Cardlytics. Cardlytics is a digital company. And we have Emma Shaw, who is the managing director of Esoteric Limited, which is a cyber counterintelligence company.
Wow, it's a real mixed bag, isn't it?
It's really fantastic.
I'm very sorry to miss it.
We have already over 50 women booked on, but we have got a few places left. And special announcement, we have opened up for the next 24 hours only for the next 10 ladies who book the late bird, which is just £39 rather than the £45 for the full day with lunch, all the activities. And of course, without fail, you cannot go to Port Lim without going on safari. So we will be going on safari.
Bring your flat shoes.
Bring your flat shoes, dress comfortably. And also there is a mention now of possibly free champagne. Champagne tasting.
Wow. Oh, I'm so
you're so gutted, aren't you? I'm gutted. So gutted. Goodbye, my bear. We're not coming there. Go to butterfliesevents.co.uk/IWD event. Book now. Literally 24 hours that early bird or late bird is available, and then it's back to full price. But you can still book on, and we would love for you to join us. Oh my God, look at the time. Gemma, we're going to have to forego your tip for now. We will add it to the end of the show. We're going to have a quick break because I have got a really good song lined up, so we have to play it. And we'll be back after the break, and we will be speaking a lot more to Tabitha. So you are listening to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 1st of March. This is it, guys. 1st of March. It is here. And we'll be back after this. Listen to this. You're going to love this, ladies. You know what it is straight away. Hell yeah.
Lucy Liu. My girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving, I buy. I depend on me, I depend on me.
All the women who ain't dependent, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys who make your money, throw your hands up at me. All of my boys who rock the dollar, throw your hands up at me. All the ladies who truly feel me, throw your hands up at me.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet, I love the clothes I'm wearing, I
I'm wearing,
I buy.
Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing,
I buy.
simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. And you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show. We are on fire today, seriously. We need to talk faster so we can fit more into the hour. Okay. We haven't got a problem
with
that.
Not a challenge, really.
I don't know if anybody will be able to understand us and hear us, but it is Friday the 1st of March. Yes, March is here already. My
spring's
goodness.
On its way, although it doesn't feel like it today. But this week we've had some good weather.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spring's on its way.
Yeah. Yay! It's good, yeah. Well, it's, the evenings are lighter and the mornings are lighter. That's
makes such a difference.
Makes such so a difference.
Much. Especially when you normally get up at 6 a.m.
Yes, Gemma.
6 a.m. Was there two of those in a day?
As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Morning.
Morning. Are you still awake? I'm surprised. Well done.
I am. But I will. Well, I can't even sleep tomorrow, can I? Because I'll sleep really well tomorrow. Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday.
I'll sleep really well.
Yeah, Sunday, Sunday you'll sleep well. Who needs sleep? Yeah. Somebody always overrated. Used to say to me, yeah, it's overrated. You know, sleep enough when you're dead, so don't need to sleep when you're alive. And our guest is the gorgeous Tabitha Beasley, the marketing assistant.
Hello.
Hello. It's been lovely. We've had some interaction on the Twitter, which is great. So Kate Merrin is feeling much better.
And I didn't get any chocolate. But Kate, thanks for your...
Kate, why should she have chocolate? What's that all about?
I'm sure you promised me some.
Did something. I promise you chocolate?
Probably.
Okay, next time. But I'm glad you're feeling better. And it's not, I know, effective, but not necessarily the great way for weight loss. Mm. Bless you. And Amy says, thank you for the shout out. You're welcome. And Laura, we love you, Laura. It's not a competition. What's not a competition, Laura? What did I miss? But we love having you on. Literally, we've been talking about social media and marketing already. But we're going to get on and talk with Tabitha now about her. And then we'll go on to the marketing bit as well, because obviously the marketing assistant sort of gives away.
I like to think so.
What you do.
Yeah.
As it is in the tin.
Does what it says on the tin.
Exactly.
I like businesses like that. Can you tell? Orchard Employment Law.
Yeah.
Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
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 But exactly.
Butterflies business.
Butterflies events now, isn't it?
It's events. Funny though, because I've had a couple of people push back on it. Which
really?
Sort of, yeah, the first one that did it sort of really upset me, because obviously it was the first time someone had said something not negative, but obviously fed back, and they said that they didn't understand what the marketing assistant did. And I sort of struggled with that a little bit, but actually you have to take everyone's comments on board, and you have to think, well, maybe there's more explanation needs to be done. And then a client actually made the really good point of, well, you actually do strategy. Mm. The marketing assistant potentially makes it sound like, you know, you just sort of assist, whereas you put strategy in place, you write marketing plans, you advise businesses on where they should be going and what they should be doing. But for me, the marketing assistant incorporates all of those things. Marketing is such an umbrella term. Am I allowed to launch into the umbrella term of marketing? Is that a bit deep?
Well, tell you what though, but yes, you can. But you know what, let's stop for just a minute and go back of where you came from, where you started, just briefly, because we haven't got long, but just like, have you always done marketing? What did you do when you left school? And
So
give us a little brief.
Okay, who's Tabitha?
Tabitha's
in a nutshell.
Know, yeah, yeah, literally.
Okay, so I left school, went to school in Maidstone, and I left and went straight to university, University of Lincoln, and I did a degree in marketing and PR. So I have always had a real interest in brands and in marketing and in advertising, and I was always very brand aware. And sort of interested in that aspect. So I went off and did my degree and came out and already had a job lined up in London. All my housemates went travelling, went off to Australia and did fun things. And I was always very sort of career minded, and I really wanted to get straight in there, and I felt I could then travel later. And I got a job with an agency in London who I'd contacted whilst writing my dissertation, which was on the Virgin brand. That was sort of my real aspiration at that point in time, to work for Virgin. Mm. So I worked for this agency, and it was a shock, because being at university and learning about marketing was great. I learned about the 7 P's and, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and all of those things. But actually, when you go into an agency, it was a creative agency. So they had a studio that did the artwork, and they had sort of the digital guys upstairs, and they had the account management team. You don't actually learn about
how to work in an agency.
How to work in an agency, or even in-house. You don't learn about working.
Yeah.
And we have that same. So, sorry, a few of my clients are in marketing and PR. And I've got a couple of boutique agencies in the city. And they're finding that clients come from employees come from larger agencies and don't know how to work in a boutique agency as well. So that's another thing. I think there's so much more to hide behind when you're in a larger,
there's a department for everything. Yeah. That's so true. Like, luckily, I actually had the other way around. I started at a smaller agency of about 30, and I really learned the ropes. Mm. You know, I had to learn how to write a brief through to briefing a copywriter or a designer, and then the art working stage, and the whole studio process, and then feeding back to a client. I had to learn all about sort of client relations and what you do and don't say to a client. And that's where I fell into strategy, because I was originally an account manager or an account exec. And that was sort of taking the client's brief, giving it to the studio, presenting back the work. It was a bit of a triangle. But I kept asking questions. I kept sort of questioning, well, why are they doing that? Why aren't they doing this? And have they thought about that? But you weren't really allowed to. So that's then how I moved into strategic planning, which I then moved to a much bigger agency that had a separate planning department. And that is where the account team give you the brief, and you then question and do research and go back to the client and ask things and look at things, turn things on their head. And that has really set me up for my business now. So I started the marketing assistant 4 years ago this month. So actually, it's another March anniversary.
Yeah, and we're all in our fourth year.
Yeah.
Yeah. 29th of March. Obviously, going to be a big year for everyone. Yeah. So I had had my daughter, my eldest daughter, and we had relocated back to Kent from London. So I'm from Kent originally. And I wanted to try to go back to work. But it's if anyone sort of heard of the Pregnant Then Screwed movement online, a huge following.
I've never heard of it called that.
Have you
not?
It's actually a movement. So there was a big conference in London last month. No, sorry, in January, Pregnant Then Screwed Live.
Don't just make an event out of anything. I love it.
It was fantastic, though. It's all about supporting women who have either been negotiated. So at the moment in the UK, there are 8 women an hour negotiated out of their position whilst pregnant or on maternity leave. So it's a bit of a personal sort of passion of mine, because that's exactly what happened to me.
I was going
to
say, is that what happened to you?
Yeah, so I tried to go back to my London job and I asked to go back part-time and it was sort of every time I asked something, it was a barrier and the goalposts were moved. And ultimately, when someone is out on maternity, it's actually a really great way to be able to get rid of people. You don't have to make them redundant. You can just say, well, your job is 5 days a week, therefore you have to return to work 5 days a week. And obviously, I'm sure legally you know all about...
We covered this last time. You
should consider flexible working requests. But
So long as you have considered it,
if it's not practical and feasible for the business, then you can say, well, I'm afraid that no longer
that wouldn't work for us.
And it depends on how long your maternity leave as well. So if you take a year, then you're going to be in a much more difficult position as an employee, as opposed to if you take 6 months.
Yeah.
So if you take 6 months, they have to offer you your job back. But if you take a year, they have to offer you an alternative.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But actually, in hindsight, wouldn't be here. It's the best. It is the best. For one thing, my husband already works in London, so does that commute from Kent every day. Two of us doing it with a small child would have been, you know, very difficult. So I tried to find a sort of a job down here using my skill set, and there weren't any, because obviously I needed it to work around childcare and part-time. And then it was a chance conversation. A new butcher's had opened in our village, and I sort of went in on day one. I was like, this is brilliant, this is really exciting. And what are you doing? Have you got a website? Have you got any social media? Are you advertising? And he sort of looked a bit confused, and I said, oh, sorry, I used to do that. I used to work in, you know, in agencies. And he said, oh, well, why don't you do it for me? And I said, oh, no, I can't do that. I don't work anywhere at the moment. And he said, no, why don't you do it yourself? And it was just that tiny seed planted.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Just before Christmas. It was like in December. And by the second week of January, I'd come up with the name, The Marketing Assistant. I then spent January to March building a website, building a social media presence. I contacted people I knew, so friends who had businesses, and I worked for free to build a portfolio and to sort of, you know, make sure I hadn't rusted over and forgotten, because I'd lost all my confidence. And reading, researching, training, and The Marketing Assistant was born.
Fantastic. And it's just, there we go, nutshell, done. Thank you very much, David.
I'll get my coat.
Yeah. No, but it's, you know, I love people, just stop
hearing
working today.
Stories.
Should have brought the bubbly in, and then I'll be right.
I
love hearing the stories of how people got into running their own business, or, you know, why they do what they do. So you had the passion for that, you know, that industry, the marketing and everything. And I think a lot of people will agree that there is no substitute for experience. So actually working and learning while you're going along. Yes, everybody does, you know, there's lots of people that do degrees in universities. And I guess that's why apprenticeships are becoming so much more popular these days, because you're learning while you're working.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, there's so, how many business management students leave university and go, well, okay, I'm going to run a business, and then they have no idea how to run a business.
Well, it's a bit like what you were just saying, isn't it? Mm. Doing your marketing degree, which I guess was more theory-based, and then going into an agency and going,
exactly.
You know, they didn't tell me this bit.
It had no work experience linked to it. It was 3 years of study.
I think every degree like that should have work experience.
An aspect, yes, definitely,
sure.
I would agree.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because as you say, okay, every business that you go into are going to have their own style of working, so you've got to adapt to their own style of working. But if you're, you know, a fresh young student who's got all this academic knowledge, how can you utilise it unless you've experienced what employers want from their staff and how it works?
And I tell you what, it was a hell of a shock. Going from 3 years of, and don't get me wrong, I've always worked. I've had a job since I was 12. So it's not that I was
12?
Shy. Yeah, no, cleaning the church.
Kimura was working at LinkedIn Local the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Start them young.
She was only eight.
So. But that's the thing, I think we need to understand, and my one-year-old can say mummy work, daddy work, etc. I think it's very important that children understand where money comes from. And, you know,
absolutely,
have a good, strong work ethic, mm-hmm. because otherwise, and I've heard a lot about sort of Generation Y or Generation X.
Whatever.
I think are we not on U yet?
Right, whatever.
Yeah, I think
gone back to A. But they're coming out of university or whatever, and they kind of, they're not set up for work.
Mm.
They... like, well, what do you mean I have to be here at my desk 9 to 5 every day, you know, 5 days a week, and I only get 20 days off a year? You know, don't you know who I am, sort of thing? And I was a little bit like that. You know, I have to admit it was hard work, and it was a bit of a shock to the system. But...
well, how many days off do you get now that you're self-employed?
None.
Yeah,
absolutely none.
So now that 28 days is seeming a whole lot more attractive.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, with the generations that are coming into the workplace now, obviously flexible working is a lot more prevalent these days.
Yeah.
More people are about flexible working. And that is the way of the world. And that's why the way of the world, the industry is working. People can work remotely, which is great. And that flexibility is coming, and it's going to start from the ground up. It's going to start with small businesses up to the corporates. Eventually will have to come on board.
Agile working,
that's it.
That's the
agile
phrase they like, isn't it?
We're allowed to use agile
working. Okay. Yeah. because it actually means two different things. Flexible working is sort of working the same time, but in different, you know, what, 8 till 4 rather than 9 till 5. But agile is being a little bit more. Is that, I'll ask my HR person to my right
here. So agile is working can be working from anywhere or working in different stints. So I think more with young people, they're doing a lot more gig working.
Right, yeah.
So the old, you have a job for life or you have a couple of jobs for life, is basically dying out, and people just do gigs. They do a project, and then once they've done that project, they move on to another project, and you skip around. And you tend to find that, you know, a long year's service is now 5 years, whereas long year's service used to be about 20.
It's changing. And that was something we were talking about earlier, wasn't it? About an event I had an email about yesterday. Am I allowed to say what it is? I had an email for an event yesterday called the Festival of Marketing, and it's a 2-day event up in London in October, and it's got some fantastic speakers, head of marketing for EasyJet and head of content management for Virgin Trains and things like that. So I was like, perfect, this is exactly the kind of event I want to go to. And I scrolled down, it said buy tickets. So I went, clicked on that, and it was £1,000 plus VAT. Now,
but to be fair, you didn't tell us earlier it was a 2-day event.
Oh, did I?
Because that makes all the difference.
But I contacted them and sort of said, I would love to attend, and this is perfect. But in light of the fact that there is a growing number of self-employed and small business startups, this seems a little difficult, a price to achieve, but maybe we're not their target market yet.
No, but if it's interesting, who is the target market? Who pays that? I guess it's one of those things, and you know, there's so many events and for all different industries, which is great. Events are great for learning, for educating, for meeting and everything, but you know, how price yourself out of the market. And
but also, you need to say, what are you going to get for £1,000?
Well, exactly.
You said to me, didn't you, what would you pay for? And I said, well, if I was getting some decent training, I might pay £500.
Because it's not a qualification you're getting out of it.
Exactly.
You could take some CBD points, but
but, you know, how much are CBD points really worth? Who's counting them anyway?
Exactly. Like, checks them. Out of interest, do you two actively collect CPD points?
I don't actively collect them at all.
No, me neither. They don't mean anything within...
No.
You know...
Within running a business.
Within running a business, being a sole trader.
Yeah. No, definitely. And it's one of those things, it's a shame. It's London, so that triples the price. I guess, obviously, they've got high-level speakers, so... I guess at the end of the day, with everything and what you're going to pay for something, it's what value is in it for you and whether it's worth you investing that sort of price. But yes, then event organisers need to look at it and go, you know, who do we want to help with the event at the end of the day? An event shouldn't be about how much money am I going to earn out of this event. It should be about who am I going to help? Why am I running this event? Who is it for? And the type of price that they're charging for that is... only the heads of companies can afford to go to that. Does it help them to go to it?
Well, as you said, heads of companies wouldn't go anyway.
No, it's
heads of large companies should have said they're going to send somebody else.
Yeah. So I've worked in big agencies and I know, you know, understand how it works with regards to, you know, you've got your retained clients and you're always looking for new business and new clients and things, but you're always on quite a tight budget because what you charge the client has to pay your staff and your overheads as well as the work you do.
Yeah.
So going forward, as budgets are becoming increasingly tighter and marketing does tend to be one of the first things to go because it's seen as, you know, it's a little bit of an
indulgence.
Shouldn't
be though. It doesn't make sense to reduce your marketing budget when things get tighter because your marketing to be stronger so that you can get more money.
Marketing is a constant. And this is one of the things that I try and explain to my clients, that you kind of need to be active all the time. You need to be doing something all the time. There's no point. It's not a sort of on-off switch. Like, obviously, there are campaigns which you can dial up and dial down and launch new campaigns and things. But there are so many elements within the marketing mix now. You know, I'm not just talking about a poster or an advert. I'm talking about everything from data analytics to customer targeting. Do you know who your customer is, what they look like, where they are, what channels they consume, to the online side? Is your website fit for purpose? Is it responsive? Has it got the right keywords embedded in? Are you doing any PPC or have you got, you know, the direct, organic?
Yeah. Do you do direct mail? What do you DM?
So what I do as the marketing assistant is I come from a strategic background, but with an understanding of how all of the disciplines work. Mm. I work with third parties that then provide those, and I can either introduce them to the client and they work directly, or I do the work in between, the sort of management, the account management side of it, so I can write the briefs and, you know, ensure the project's going well. So I have, that's why I'm such a big fan of collaboration, because, you know, both of you I have come to with different clients and said, oh, actually, someone's looking for events, someone's looking for HR support. But so I have data houses I can go to, I have copywriters, art workers, photographers, etc. So DM being one of those.
Yeah.
So you work on the strategy with the clients and then put them in touch with to work with the teams that then can help them put that
together. Yeah, I tend to make sort of recommendations. So if you called me into your business, I would start off by doing what I call a marketing kickoff session. Tends to be about a 2-hour session where I go through your target market, your unique selling point, i.e. what you stand for and why someone would buy from you. We look at the marketing you have already done, what's worked, what hasn't worked. We look at your product and your services and your pricing point. And then we look at what actually the recommendations would be going forward.
Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, we have now run out of time. I'm like, done. I wanted so much more to go in depth for this. But, you know, I think it's good because we sort of, at the beginning of the show, we had a really good in-depth discussion about the social media side, which is obviously a big part of marketing as well. So, you know, we've managed to hear from you on all aspects, which is great. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great having you in the studio. Well, this is part one. In a couple of months, Tabitha, we'll be back for part two. We can continue where we left off. Give us a quick shout out of how people can connect with you if they want help with their marketing strategy.
So it's themarketingassistant.co.uk. It's at Tabitha is TMA on Insta. We're talking Instagram earlier. On Twitter and on Facebook and on LinkedIn. So Tabitha is TMA, themarketingassistant.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. See, there's always so much to talk about when you're talking at marketing. And you say, as Gemma said, you can't, you know, you have to have the marketing. If you don't market your business, how can you get clients? So whatever channels you use, it needs to be done. It is vital. So thank you so much. And we have come to the end of another show. Seriously, time is flying past. It's the 1st of March. And just a reminder, it is International Women Day event month, and it's also my birthday month. So, you know, I'm accepting cards and gifts from now. It's fine. We will be back next week. Now, actually, no, we won't. Me and Gemma or Tabitha won't be here next week. I won't even be here next week. On next week's show, I have got the lovely Paul Andrews stepping into my shoes, and he's going to be hosting with the great Mark Goldfinch, and their guest is going to be Shotti Goka. Oh. So it's going to be a great show. I will be listening back because obviously I'm going to be at Portland all day next week, as is Gemma for the International Women's Day event. But do listen in to Paul hosting next week because it's going to be a great show. Shotti is a great guest and he's got lots to talk about, so that's going to be great. And also Paul does have his own show. I think it's busy next week, which is on Tuesday from 1 to 3, so don't forget to tune in for that. Thank you again, Gemma, for joining us again this week.
You're welcome.
And for Tabitha for being with us. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm off to London tonight. I didn't mention it before, but I'm very excited. I'm off to a very prestigious events industry awards gala. So watch my social media because it's going to go mad. Have a great weekend, everybody, and speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.